Hey, we got Walt Noah on the horn here from Black Duck Hunting Preserve and Outfitters. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Adam.
Are you doing any hunts down there? Because I heard you don't have any snow. We got all the snow up here. You don't have any.
Yeah, you know, our average is like 48 inches of snow for the winter. So, you know, they call us the banana belt down here, and it really is that way. No, we don't have any snow. It's just today it's been a little bit here, a little bit there, but it's melting as soon as it hits the ground. And I've been busy with hunts. I had two hunts yesterday and did a hunt the day before. And so, yeah, we've been busy with hunts.
And just to remind folks, you are located right off of U.S. 41, just north of Rapid River. And you still got lots of birds left?
I sure do.
Well, that's good. It sounds like you got lots of birds and folks can still get in there, maybe even do a Christmas bird hunt.
They could, absolutely. You know, again, it all depends on the snow. We'll go until there's too much snow and we can't do it anymore.
Now, I also heard that you had a group that wanted to go back out to North Dakota this December and try to do another pheasant hunt with you out there, but that didn't really pan out, I heard, thanks to Mother Nature.
No, not when you look at the weather. And well, they got a blizzard going on right now, and that's when we were going to go was this week. And I saw one day a high of -3, and I thought, no, I'm not going to do that.
I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to go and try and hunt in that kind of weather either, but it's still easily huntable in the 20s and 30s up here in December.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully you'll get... Give me your phone number again, just in case somebody wants to go shoot some birds with you still.
Oh, 906-399-0557.
I'd like to switch gears now and talk about Rhody and his progression and training, and we're talking about coming down and visiting you this weekend. Let me tell you where I got him at right now, and I don't want you to misinterpret things. I'm not pushing him real hard still. He's only 14 weeks old, for goodness sake. So
right.
We're still keeping it fun. But the little guy has got so much natural talent. I've got him sitting and holding while I throw a retrieving dummy, and then he doesn't go and get it until I release him already. Now, I only do that a couple times. And then we,
okay,
you know,
as long as you're just, like we've talked about this before, as long as it's fun and you're not putting pressure on him, which you're not, we'll be fine.
Do you think this is early for a dog like that to be able to do something like that?
Yes, I'd say so. But, I mean, you look where the dog comes from and you look at the breeding on it, and that's what 99% of dogs are all about. It's in the genes, and, you know, Rhody comes from really good stock.
I want to ask you a question before we get into what we're going to do this weekend down there with you. I've had several different people look at Rhody, and they all have their little things that they say, oh, yeah, this is going to be a good hunting dog because he has this. For instance, our buddy John, he looked to see if he had any black spots on his tongue. But I've had other people look at his ears, and because he's got a big, long, double, you know, the slit on the side of their ear, it's really big on Rhody. And, oh, this is going to be a good hunting dog because of that. Is there any truth to any of that stuff?
Yes, because you have standards in all breeds. And like a lot of different testing you go to, they go for confirmation. And Rhody is what a lab should look like.
Okay.
I mean, he's got all the good stuff.
Well, stay tuned and we'll continue with Walt in our next Outdoor Report later this hour and talk about what we're going to do with Rhody this weekend. Our plan to introduce him to birds. What kind and what are we looking for? And that's coming up in our next Outdoor Report later this hour. Right here on The Outdoor Show.